You're listening to Drop of Inspiration, a Young Living podcast. Join me for leadership lessons, conversations with Young Living influencers, and an inside perspective on our company. I'm your host, Trent Morrison. Let's get inspired. As a full-time mom and a Young Living business leader, Crown Diamond Callie Shepherd is a whiz when it comes to time management and success. In this episode, Callie shares her go-to tips that are sure to make an impact. I'm really excited to have Crown Diamond Callie Shepherd on the show today. And I want to get started by giving you a moment to, you know, let us know a little bit more about you and, you know, what's your background? When did you come to Young Living? All of that.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Well, I came to Young Living about 5 years ago, and I am the mom of three little ones. They are now ages eight, six, and five. But at the time I started really doing Young Living intentionally as a business, they were all very young. So I learned very quickly that if I was going to make this work, I needed to figure out how to make every moment count. The moments that I was going to be putting into this as a business, how to make them count and really get the most bang for my buck.
Yeah. So like you've said, you know, you have been working really hard. It's not, you know, an overnight thing that you become a leader with Young Living, and you've been leading your teams. You've been learning new skills, adapting to a new industry. This is all while you said all while balancing your growing family. So can you share some of your tried and true tricks for time management and kind of how to stay on top of that and get the most out of your day?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the biggest thing, if you're really looking at doing Young Living seriously or maybe putting more time into Young Living, you really need to first evaluate your current schedule and just look at it and ask yourself, is there anything that I should be saying no to so that I can say yes to more of Young Living? It's a common misconception, I believe, that we feel like we're supposed to somehow be able to do everything. And I've gotten that question a lot. They're like, "Oh, Callie, I just don't know how you do it all. How do you do everything?" And my honest answer is I don't. There are a lot of things that I have said no to in order to make Young Living more of a priority. And so that's okay. I think we have to embrace the season that we are in and realize that we can't do it all. If there's something that we want to have more margin for, it may be time to let something else go. Maybe the season has just changed for that. So really just evaluating and looking at what your current commitments are and if there's anything that could be rearranged. And then my second tip is I noticed that my business really kind of got legs under it when I sat down with my husband and I was just honest with him and let him know, hey, I really want to put more into this. What should this look like? You know, what are maybe some pockets of time where we have a clear understanding that maybe you're on duty with the kids and I can really get in and have some focused time on the business? Because the beautiful thing about focused time is when you are able to eliminate distractions, you're able to triple, sometimes even quadruple your productivity. So you could put in 15 minutes that counts for an hour and a half of productive work time simply by removing distractions. So for me, there were plenty of afternoons where I was chopping ground meat and wiping noses and, you know, taking care of kids. And at the same time, I was responding to some of my business needs. But I would say my most productive time and really what made this possible was having those uninterrupted windows where I was able to put my head down and setting my work hours. So I realized, you know, if I'm going to do this as a business, I need to treat it like a business and figure out where this is going to fit in my life. For me as a young mom, that was mostly nights. And so for any young mom out there, I would encourage you to figure out a really good, solid bedtime routine. And my kids were little, and so it was, It was my goal to have everyone in bed by 8 o'clock p.m.
Great.
So that I could jump in, and then I had that evening window. And, my husband and I had an understanding that this was going to be my work time, and we knew when date night was going to be, or when, maybe a veg night would be. But, one of the things that I said no to was a lot of entertainment, the mindless entertainment. And so I said no to following a TV series so that I could say yes to Young Living. And that honestly has made all the difference.
Great.
So have you noticed that there are different approaches for time management depending on where you're at with your business within Young Living? Because certainly, as you're first starting out, you might not spend, an hour a day or 2 hours. Have you noticed that there's a big difference?
Yeah, I feel like, when you're just starting out, the beautiful thing is you can really choose and decide what this is going to look like for you. And as you go, you may realize that it would behoove you to create more margin for your Young Living business. So, yeah. For example, I previously did a lot of photography and graphic design, just freelance work on the side. And I got to a place with Young Living where all of a sudden I felt like my commitments with design or photography were kind of infringing on what I really wanted to be spending my time on in terms of Young Living. And so at one point, I came to the place where it just made more sense for me to say no to a design project, even though that would have technically brought in dollars, because I wanted that time spent to go back into my Young Living business as an investment in the long-term success of Young Living. So even though maybe I didn't see that those dollars come back to me that very same month, I was investing in kind of, like I said, that long-term approach. So, yeah, I think as you go and as you grow, you can evaluate. And really, I think a lot of times we undervalue our time. And I've heard it shared, and this is kind of speaking really big picture, but let's say your goal was for your business, whether it was Young Living or any type of entrepreneurial startup, your goal for your business was $1 million a year. If that's what you wanted to be bringing in, well, you need to look at your time and say, well, if I'm going to be bringing in $1 million a year, my time is now valued at $500 an hour.
Yeah.
So I need to look at my commitments and what I'm currently investing my time in, and is this $500 an hour work? So you can ask yourself, should I be mowing my yard this weekend, or should I hire that out so that I can put that time into my business? And obviously, we're not at a, when you're just starting out, you're not going to be at a $500 an hour threshold right away. But it's important to begin to value our time a little bit more, and also just make sure that we're spending our time on income-producing activity, things that are going to move our business forward. It's very, very easy to squirrel our time away on social media and become distracted by many things. So really getting serious about what those hours look like in terms of the activity that we're doing.
Great. So you mentioned it a little bit, but do you have advice on how to prioritize your time? You've talked a little bit about the ways that, you can find those. But if you're just starting with, a new time management strategy, what are some ways that help you prioritize what you need to maybe put on your to-do list? Or do you even have a to-do list, or do you put it in your phone? Can you share some of that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you hit on something super important, is like having that to-do list is critical. When you sit down to work, you need to know what it is you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times we sit down and we fumble around, for half an hour trying to get oriented. Whereas if we would make a list ahead of time, we'd be able to spend that time a lot more productively. So yes, having a list is very important. And then in terms of a Young Living business, really focusing on people is critical. I like to encourage my group to shoot for connecting with at least three people each day. We call it a three a day. So that's, you know, whether you're reconnecting with an old friend or scheduling a coffee meetup or scheduling a class, you know, touching relationships. With my group, I really encourage that income-producing activity in terms of, all right, we have to make our time count. What are those tasks going to be? And if we're wanting our Young Living business to actually pay us, we need to make sure that we are doing what I call and what many people call income-producing activity. And the neat thing about Young Living is that that income-producing activity looks like relationship with people. It looks like nurturing relationship with people. And our goal is to connect with people in a meaningful way, whether that's in person or online, to discover what their needs are, what their goals are, and then present to them a way that Young Living could fit whatever need that they may have. And so really being intentional with relationship is where it's all at. And so that type of activity will always be what I consider income producing activity. The tricky thing is, since social media is such a huge part of our world, we have to be very intentional with what those connections look like. Yeah. Social media is, and Facebook in particular, it's one of the greatest marketing resources of all time, but it is very easily misused, and it's very easy to, like I said, squirrel away our hours and not leverage it the way that we could. So really being mindful of what that looks like in terms of, okay, we need to connect with people, but there has to be a strategy there.
So what's maybe three things, you know, if a new member, you know, someone, like you said, was wanting to reevaluate their strategy for time management, what are three action items you would tell them to start today?
Yeah, so I would say definitely figure out what your work hours are going to be. Get on the same page with, you know, your spouse if that's something that needs to happen. And then make your plan, make your list. Be very specific about the people that you want to connect with and begin to form relationship with. You know, make a list of three people for each day of this week that you want to reach out to, being very specific with what that looks like. I would say another really great tip is to maybe schedule what I call a jam session. And a jam session is simply, it's clearing out all the distractions and creating an environment where you can focus on a particular task for a set amount of time. So whether that's 90 minutes, 60 minutes, 30 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever it is, if you can silence notifications, resist the urge to check messages, and just focus on hammering out your list, you can really make that time count for so much more and really begin to be more productive with your time. I would also say, you know, there are so many excellent time management tutorials and workshops and trainings and books out there. And I've gone through many different ones through the years, and there are always nuggets and things that I take away from each one. And so if time management is a struggle, which I venture to say it is for all of us, but
yeah.
get on Amazon, do some searching, and, you know, snag a tool or a resource that catches your eye that can help you just to define what that should look like even more.
So, Callie, what kind of fueled this interest or passion in, you know, understanding and experimenting with time management on a personal level?
Yeah, I think it's just I'm kind of one of those very hands-on parents in terms of we homeschool our kids, and we didn't utilize a lot of daycare or childcare as we were growing our business. That's just kind of a personal preference I had. I just really wanted really wanted to have my hands on the kids and just this season of life while they're young. And so that wasn't something that I was willing to compromise with a lot. And so it just became very evident that, you know, something's got to give. So if it's not going to be the kids, what's it's going to be? And just discovering that I could work smarter and not harder was huge. And I would say, you know, I do work very hard, but when you're able to combine that with a strategy for how you're using your time, you're really able to cut a lot of the fat and a lot of the waste. And I'm able to put that time back into, you know, my days with the kids and really try to keep that that part of our lives sacred. And so it's not that I'm using all of these techniques perfectly 100% of the time, day in and day out, because that is most certainly not what this looks like. But my goal is to learn to steward my time as well as I can. And one of my favorite quotes is by Jim Elliot, and it says, "Wherever you are, be all there." And I think that's the quote that really grabbed me the most, because I knew that within myself there was always such a pull and a tug in two very different directions. When I looked at my children and I wanted to be in their world, but then there was also something very good and healthy and passionate about wanting to do what I was doing with Young Living and helping people with their wellness. And so finding that sweet spot where I'm invested in there for the kids, but then I'm also able to have margin for this other very real passion has been so exciting. And so I think learning to live in the moment, you know, if it's my time with the kids, learning to see them, see their eyes, and be there for them. Yeah. And then, like I said, when it's go time with the business, not having guilt or uncertainty about that, but really being able to pour into the business, knowing that the kids have had my full attention when that was needed for them, and now it's time for my business. And so it's not easy. It's not always smooth. I think it's always going to be kind of like walking a tightrope. You know, you sure. ask, like, well, at what point are you not balancing everything? Well, I think that never goes away, but I think we can learn how to do it with more ease and more grace, and that's certainly my goal.
So with that journey of learning, how have you been able to share that with your team members and, you know, empower them to kind of go start on a similar journey or find the journey that's right for them?
Yeah, I think having the opportunity to share on this podcast, or, you know, at times we do different little Facebook events, or I'll pop up on a live video, just sharing my heart and sharing my experience. And I think people connect to real life and real struggle. And this will always be a very real struggle for all of us. And so just knowing that, hey, Callie's struggling with this, but here's something she's trying for today, I think that really speaks to people. And just being authentic and honest about the challenge and the struggle is super important.
Now that you're in a leadership position and you're growing out this team and you've got this synergy going and you guys are all working together, what's been one of the most difficult moments for you as a leader? And what were some tools, you know, linking it back to time management, what were some tools that you used to kind of overcome that and find a solution?
Yeah, I think as we grow in our business, I think at some point we will all hit what I would call our ceiling or our lid. John Maxwell has an amazing analogy in one of his books, The 15 Invaluable Laws of Leadership, where he talks about the law of the lid, and the lid being kind of like your ceiling, that place where, you know, you've really gone as far as you can go until you grow within yourself and until you yourself experience more personal growth and development. And I know for me, it's been very humbling to kind of feel like at times I've hit that ceiling and just to realize that, you know what, I can't do this on my own. Yes, I do have people looking up to me, but I have got to grow as a person in order to be able to continue to lead these people well. And that just quite honestly takes a lot of soul searching and just being authentic and humble and willing to learn, willing to grow, and willing to be stretched as a person. And we joke a lot about this journey and just say, you know, it's kind of like we're on this personal development ride and we're being paid to take it, which is insane. But that's really what this ends up being, is such a journey of growth and self-discovery. Some of those discoveries have been a little bit uncomfortable, and it's been exciting to learn how to leverage strengths and embrace weakness and just learn how to do life as a better person.
Great. So what's been one of your most exciting moments as a leader?
Oh, man, I think just really being able to see the success of the girls that I am most close to, seeing those wins in their life where they're beginning to have the lights come on with their personal journey and growth. And, you know, I had someone this past year who did a lot of soul searching and training and is quite honestly a brand new person and has been able to let go of a lot of just baggage that she's been carrying for a long time in terms of bitterness and resentment and unforgiveness that had just been a part of who she was. And to see some of that fall off because of her desire to grow as a person, which was facilitated by her desire to grow a Young Living business, has been so rewarding. So I think a lot of times we come into this excited about the abundance and excited about the financial side, but then we realize that there's so much more to it than that.
Yeah.
And seeing that personal growth where lives are truly being changed at every level, not just the physical, not just the financial, but at, you know, at the emotional and spiritual level too, is so exciting.
Well, thank you so much for, you know, sharing your personal journey with time management and, you know, figuring out leadership styles and understanding your role and developing others on their personal journey. I do want to ask you, what's been your Young Living aha moment in general? You know, a moment that you've realized that Young Living was the real deal for you?
Man, I think for me, it's been a work in progress, because I didn't sign up for Young Living with the intention of doing something big. That wasn't really who I was. And so in many ways, this has taken me by surprise. Not that I didn't work hard for where we are at, but just I didn't realize that there could be such a perfect fit for the passions of people that want to help others, a perfect fit for those who are just wanting to approach wellness more naturally for themselves and for their families, and such a perfect fit with those who truly need a financial boost. And so I didn't understand that at the beginning, and it took some time before I realized that, you know, this is legitimate. This is something... This is something that could really change lives, and it's beginning to change our life. And I think with the products, it's been such a fun journey to shoulder up with people who are experiencing and discovering the products day by day. I'm a huge Nyxia Red fan, a huge Nitro fan, and I recently discovered Palo Santo. You know, it was a promo not long ago. And that one has just been such an incredible emotional support. Just diffusing it and using it aromatically has been amazing. And so it's little things like that that are so exciting when you discover, you know, I've been doing this for 5 years, but to discover a new oil and kind of a new way that it's able to support my body it's a never-ending journey, and it will never get old.
So, you know, as we're wrapping up, I want to give you a moment to, you know, share whatever you want, whether it's a shout out to a team member, whether it's just kind of a last tip or advice or life lesson. But just wanted to give you, you know, some time to kind of conclude our conversation.
Oh, thank you. Well, like I said earlier, I think the biggest thing for me is, and anyone who wants to do this, is really focus on how to make your time count for as much as you can. And then also focus on being all there in those moments that count with the people around you. You know, we only have this one life to live, and it's precious and it's sweet. And if we can learn to balance and juggle and tweak and refine, it's going to be a lifelong journey, but it is so worth it. And the more that we can be intentional with our time and intentional about how we invest our time, I think we're going to look up and realize that we are living a very rewarding life, not just financially, but in terms of the fulfillment that we're able to experience just by doing life in a very authentic and intentional way. I think it's important just to make sure that our relationship with people always come first, and that we keep that in its proper place. And then just wherever you are, be all there. Be there with your kids, be there with your spouse, be there when it's go time with your business, and learn to make those moments count.
Well, Callie, thank you so much for joining us on Drop of Inspiration. It's been a pleasure learning from you.
So what are your tried and true productivity tips? Or maybe you learned a new one from Callie. Head over to youngliving.com/podcast and let us know in the comment section for a chance to win a Drop of Inspiration giveaway, including Young Living Blends Inspiration, Envision, Clarity, and Humility.
Thanks for joining us on Drop of Inspiration, a Young Living podcast. I'm your host, Trent Morrison. Until next time.